Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Lamed Zayin, Nida 37b, pagination is 74. We're going to be starting from the last two of the smaller lines at the two dots, Kamohi Kishuya. And we're making reference to the Mishnah on the previous page, so we'll start over there, Lamed Vava Mid Beis 36b at the top of the page. We have the typical case of Nida, which is the normal period that a woman has, typically monthly. The uterine lining sheds itself, and at that time she becomes Tameya, both in ritual sense and in permissiveness to the husband for contact, for intimacy. We have exceptions, though, that there could be blood coming out, presents itself, and it's not going to be Dam Nida, the blood of Nida. The Mishnah gave us an example, Hamakasha Nida, of a woman who presents blood during the beginning of childbirth, the beginning of contractions of birth pangs. And the question we discussed in yesterday's session was if she's a Nida, biblically, rabbinically, from those pangs. But certainly there is a point where what's presenting is attributable to the birth. And interestingly enough, the Gemara midway on this page tells us the Tanu Rabbanan that we learned Dama, her blood, Dama machmas atzma, that it's coming from her own cycle, velo machmas vlad, and not because of the child, not because of the childbirth. And therefore, we definitely have certain cases of blood presentation that, at least in the time of the Talmud, would not have been considered temeya, ritually impure and prohibited presentation. They would actually be permitted until the childbirth, which creates its own level of prohibition because of the childbirth. The Mishnah, five lines in, asks, Kamahi Kishuya, how early in the process of contractions, of birth pangs, can we attribute the blood that presented to the childbirth? And this, to a certain extent, is in retrospect, because at the time that it presented, we don't know when the childbirth will occur. But if she touched food that was, let's say, truma, we want to know if the blood that presented at this time is attributable to the childbirth that will eventually occur, and we'll wait till the childbirth, and then we'll know what to do with this food, or it has nothing to do with the childbirth, and it's Nida blood, and the Truma became Temeya and can't be eaten. So Kamahi Kishuya, how early before the birth can you attribute it to the birth? Rabbi Meir Omer, afilu arboim v'chamishim yom, even 40 or 50 days before, you could have birth pangs that are attributable to the birth, and the blood that's coming is not regular Dam Nida. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Daya Chadsha. Rabbi Yehuda says, within the month, in the ninth month. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Omerim En Kisha Yosef Mishtei Shabbosos. We can only call it labor for 2 weeks. On the expression 40 or 50 days, which is one of the opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, we're selecting the Gemara that comments on that. Let's turn to today's Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And four lines up from the bottom, the Gemara asks the question that you may well have been thinking. Hashta chamishim mikshayo arboim miboi. If 50 days is still attributable, certainly 40 is considered attributable. Amar Rav Chista answered, lo kasha. It's not a question. There's a fundamental difference. Kan l'chola, kan l'bria. This case is when she's sickly, weak. than even 50 days away from the childbirth. The very early pangs. She's weak fundamentally, and even that can put her off balance, and that's called blood attributable to the childbirth. Kan lebria, but if she's strong, healthy, then only 40 days before the childbirth can be considered attributable to the childbirth, and something that presents earlier is nida. What we're looking at over here is the cryptic precision of Talmudic scholars. They would go ahead and use the expression 40 or 50 days, and you had to know the underlying concept over here and realize that those are two different rulings for two different applications. We have this, I guess, lahavdil, but in other fields of expertise, where a person might say, it'll take a week or two to solve this problem. And they mean it depends how deep the problem ends up presenting. Your car mechanic will say it takes 2 to 3 hours to fix this. Right? It depends on exactly how many bolts he finds rusted over and he has to replace. One of my favorite examples of this is the case by Yom Kippur, where we talk about educating children, training them in mitzvahs, and how early before bar bat mitzvah would we have a child fast at least l'sha'os on Yom Kippur, at least hours of Yom Kippur, if not the full day. When do we start this education? Because generally, limiting food on a child is not something we do in halacha. Very uncomfortable limiting food from a child when they want to eat. It's healthy. They're growing, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, as they near the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah, there's a point when we would do some restriction, at least for hours. The Mechaber writes in Tafresh Tas Zayin Beis Ben Teisha Shanim Shleimos Uven Eser Shanim Shleimos. 9 full years or 10 full years, mechanchim osa l'shaos, you educate them for hours. And we look at this and we wonder, the Shulchan Aruch is always so precise, halacha is always so precise. What does it mean, 9 or 10 years? And we realize, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat and Dalid, bikachosh mi ben eser v'mayla, if the child is on the weaker side, then only from 10 years and up. But if he's on the stronger side, then when he reaches 9 full years and on, then we could start already. So it sounds like an imprecise. It sounds like 9, 10 full years have elapsed from his birth, and now you could start the fasting. And reality is that it was a very precise number. We know exactly what we're expecting to see to allow or apply the rules of fasting. Taisvis explores this phenomena in Talmudic expression. It's the right-hand column, the third Taisvis. Arboim miboi, on the question, if 50 is attributable to the childbirth, you don't have to tell me 40. And he cites quite a number of examples where such expressions are used, and he identifies in each case what the message of the expression is. In the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, by a sukkah that can be 40 or 50 amma, it's not the way we paskin, but that expression, 40 or 50 amma, was meant, kida amri inchi, as people talk. It's an expression, va'afilu tuva, and it could actually go even higher. However, when a different Gemara says, hey kupos, 5 bushels, or 4 bushels, the Gemara explains that it's Dalid Meotzer Katan, 4 bushels if it's a small warehouse, or 5 bushels if it's a large warehouse. There's a question of how much you're allowed to take without infringing on its warehouse status and making it look like you're clearing it out. So if it's very large, you could even take 5, but if it's smaller, you can only take 4. And that's the cryptic expression, 4 or 5. Another Gemara says, Yonek afilu dalet veheishanim. The child nurses even 4 or 5 years. So the explanation there is, lo daye kasam. That's not a precise measure. That's lefi tzarko. And it might even be that the child would be nursing over 4 or 5 years. It was a quick estimation, a marem makom, so to speak. What is the typical? 4 or 5, typical. But it could be even more. It's not a binding number in that case. Case of a kohen, in a specific application, the expression was 2 or 3 shabbosos. So Tosfos says that's talking about the different opinions. Some say a chazaka is created in 2 times. Some say it's created in 3 times. So in this case, we were being very cryptic and said the 2-3 rule, meaning the chazaka rule. However you rule in chazakas, that's how you would rule over here. If it's 2, then 2 creates the chazaka. If it's 3, then 3 creates the chazaka. Again, sometimes when the expression or is being used, it's actually being more precise and capturing additional information in a very shorthanded way. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.